What does that financial success look like for you specifically? And see, I think that's the difference, is that while we defined kind of the dream outcome in the revenue space, and also sharing that it's a profitable business in that 1 to 3 million, I think it's those numbers that can actually give you the business that can prioritize fun, freedom, flexibility, and indeed financial success.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, we've went through just a few weeks ago a series, and we talked about in one of those episodes, if you go back and listen, you'll hear me talk about the dream outcome. And I talked about the dream outcome of having a $1 to $3 million profitable business. And what I want to add on to that is also having a business that is what we are going to consider to be a lifestyle business. Now, I want to give full credit to this language and word. The first time I heard this word is actually from Daniel Priestley. I don't recall which one of the books he first brought it up, but he contrasts a lifestyle business to a performance business. And a performance business is one that is very much driven to get to numbers such as 10 million, 30 million, and usually is accompanied with a business that is built to sell. Maybe that is selling to private equity. Maybe that is even going further than that. Maybe it's selling to one of your competitors. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that that could come, but that business is looked at very differently. Sometimes and often is a business that takes on outside investment. Now, is that bad? Absolutely. It is not in any way bad, but I definitely want to contrast that type of a business, one that's pushing to 30 plus team members, getting to 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, 50 million, $100 million. Businesses that you're going to hear a lot, that an Alex Hormozi, as an example, wants to take a business. Alex sees a business that's in a $1 to $3 million space as a business that's considered the swamp. And I'll actually do a podcast next week specifically about that. So you'll come back to that because he sent an email out and I wanted to kind of address kind of my thoughts around that. Well, back to the point of a lifestyle business. If you think about those businesses that are performance businesses trying to go to those levels, maybe even have some level of an exit or selling a portion of the company, there's nothing wrong with that. One of my really good friends that lives in Atlanta is in banking, and that's the companies in the world that he honestly lives in on a day-to-day basis. However, the businesses that we're in are much more of a business that would be considered a lifestyle business. I even think Daniel is coming out with a book about this, so you'll be able to go deeper into his thoughts around it. But I specifically see a lifestyle business around four Fs. A business that prioritizes fun, freedom, flexibility, and financial success. Fun, freedom, flexibility, and financial success. Now, this begs the question, well, what do you mean by fun? What do you mean by freedom? What do you mean by flexibility? And what do you mean by financial success? Well, those answers are actually dependent upon you. You see, as a small business owner, you get to choose. What does a business that prioritizes fun for you look like? What does a business that gives you personal freedom look like? What does the flexibility to be able to work wherever you would love to be able to work, whether that's a coffee shop, whether that's taking off on a Friday, maybe that's working from Spain, whatever that is for you, that flexibility, that's a business that you, most business owners, want. And then, of course, financial success. And the level of financial success could be, right now you have a business that is throwing off $5,000 a month for you. And you were able to leave working for other people and you're now making $5,000 a month for you. But then maybe that financial success is if you could get to 10. And then if you're at 10, maybe it's getting to $20,000 a month personally. What about $40,000 a month personally? What about $80,000 a month for you? What is that financial success look like for you specifically? And see, I think that's the difference, is that while we defined kind of the dream outcome in the revenue space, and also sharing that it's a profitable business in that 1 to 3 million, I think it's those numbers that can actually give you the business that can prioritize fun, freedom, flexibility, and indeed financial success. Now, next week, I teased on this just a little bit, but next week I'm going to do a short Friday solo episode that I'm going to be called The Swamp. And the reason I'm calling it The Swamp is because that's what Alex Hormozi refers to it as. And it's the one of the few places that I'm actually going to disagree with him on. But don't worry, I'm not taking a contrarian take just to take a contrarian take. I'm sharing it with you because I think he has a very strong point and opinion about why he feels that that $1 to $3 million space would be considered the swamp. But we're going to view it from a different perspective, and why I don't think he's wrong. I just think that it depends on what it is that you want. So you're definitely going to want to tune in next week where I talk about the swamp. So a lifestyle business is what we want. We want one that is a different than a performance business. Now, look, if you want to build a performance business, by all means, go do it. Absolutely go do it. If you want to build a company to 10 million, sell a portion of it and then go raise that money, take that money and go build it to 30 million and exit, then by all means, please go do that. But for a lot of people, they don't. They want a business that does more of one of those four things, or really a combination of all four, that it gives them the fun, freedom, and flexibility and financial success that they want. So here's my question to you. What does that look like for you? What does the business, not only the revenue and the profitability, but what does a business that's fun for you look like? What does a business that gives you freedom look like? What is a business that gives you the flexibility that you want? We did this with our Blueprint members just the other day. And as much as I may have encouraged them to actually go and do this, if we had not carved out the space, I don't think many of them would. And we had an incredible, robust discussion of people sharing and giving words, and people were picking up on, oh, you know what? That's exactly what I was trying to say. I hadn't considered that. So definitely, I can highly encourage you to go sit down, go to a coffee shop, bring up a journal or a notebook of some point, and write down, what does my lifestyle business look like for me? All right, everyone. Hope this served you well. Until next episode, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run. And Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.